listening to Superpower Mamas on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that embraces the art of soulful parenting.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Superpower Mamas, and I'm Laura Greco, your host, and I'm so excited to be talking with you today. We are speaking on this topic of how to improve your confidence by gaining clarity around your finances. And I have Jessica Weaver with me, and she is a wealth advisor. Jessica's mission is to help more women to gain control, clarity, and confidence around their finances. She's been working in this wealth management for about 8 years, and what she noticed was that how women are not as involved in their finances or the understanding of money, and it becomes overwhelming to them as a topic. So Jessica's mission, of course, is to help to bridge that gap and help women to be more engaged. And she's a mom. And I met Jessica at a meeting that we both are a part of called Believe, Inspire, Grow. And she gave a beautiful presentation. She wrote a book. And anyway, I am so excited to have her with us. So please welcome Jessica.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am so excited to be here and to be talking with you about Superpower Mamas.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Yes. And you're going to share your wealth with us. Yes. You're a mom now. Your little girl is about a year old now, right?
She turned one last week. I can't believe it. She's starting to walk now, too. It's amazing.
Isn't that great?
It's a fun time. Yeah. It gets better and better.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And you'll learn more and more as you go.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
So anyway, I love that you are looking to help people improve on their confidence, especially moms or women, that will really help them to gain clarity with their finances and then gain that confidence as they go. So we have a traditional question that we always ask moms when they come on our show, or anyone, which is, what is your mama superpower?
I think my superpower is really thinking outside the box when it comes to your money. My whole mission is to make money not a taboo topic, that it's approachable, that we need to be talking about it. And we need to be constantly trying to improve our relationship with money, just like we have relationships with our husbands, with our kids, our family. You have a relationship with your money, and that relationship, it needs its own TLC. It needs to be nurtured. All right?
Yeah, and I love how you say money often and deliberately. That's a very that could be an energetic trigger, couldn't it?
It is, and people think money, and sometimes it's too painful to deal with, so they avoid it. It overwhelms them, it stresses them out, and so I make it a point of, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the big elephant in the room.
Yes,
and address it, because that's the only way you can move forward with your life. We always think, well, we need to figure everything else out first, and then I'll address the money. But I'm the complete opposite. I strongly believe, and I've seen it happen time and time again with the women I work with, that we need to get the money under control, because it allows you to do all these other wonderful things with your life.
Beautiful. Jessica, I'm going to ask you this question. So you're a mom of a one-year-old, and you're doing your business, right? You're running your business. And I think you work outside the home, right? With your business?
I do. Yes.
You're your own business, but you take it outside the home. So how does your think outside the box superpower assist you as a mom and in life in general?
Yes, we've had to get very creative. My husband works as well, and he does shift work, and is always changing. So I found we need to take advantage of a few different things. One is having better structure. So instead of my schedule being all over the place of when I do evening appointments, when I do morning appointments, I need designated days so that I know what the week's going to bring and if I need extra help, which leads me to my other thing. asking for help.
Yes.
Sometimes we think being weak is when we ask for help, but it's the strongest person who asks for help and takes advantage of it. I know my family, they want to help us. They want to be a part of our daughter's life. So if I do have an evening appointment, we can't be there. My mother-in-law is so happy to go pick her up from daycare and put her to bed. And she loves having that one-on-one time with her when it's just the two of them, right? We're not hovering. She's not worried about us. So I think it's having structure, asking for help, and being okay that not everything's going to be perfect.
Beautiful.
It's not always going to work out exactly as you planned, what your expectations were, and that is okay. That is better than okay, because we stress ourselves out when we think everything needs to be put away at the right time in the right spot. We drive ourselves nuts. And I learned that the hard way. I was trying to keep it all together for so long, and then I just couldn't do it anymore. And I felt like I was choking. I felt like I was alone. And reaching out to people to help and understanding it's going to be messy at times, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. It can be messy.
Yeah, and I love how you bring that out, because when we think of structure, we think of rigidness, right? So I always said, you know, as a mama for myself, I always said schedules are a direction, and they're set so that we can adjust.
Oh, I love that. That's true. Just knowing the structure's there, but it can change, and it will change.
It will change. There's a guarantee something will raise up that we don't expect, right?
Yes, exactly.
But you also mentioned to me briefly that you have also used this outside-the-box thinking in other ways for your daughter and her preparation in life. You want to expand on that?
We do. We're a big fan of daycare, and I've seen it already with her. She loves playing with other kids. She's interacting with them. She's giving them hugs and kisses and waving to them, and it's amazing to see. So I'm a big fan of, yeah, somebody else might be raising my kid during the week, but they're able to teach them things that I wouldn't think to teach her at this time, or know how to teach her, or have the patience to teach her, is a big thing. And that they can learn from so many different people in their lives. They're just sponges. They're absorbing all these different things. So I think embracing that, you don't have to have the traditional family life where the moms at home are taking care of the kids all by themselves. Just like my husband is as involved as I am raising her, and I want that to be a huge part of it. I want him to have that bond, that relationship with her, because we talked about this before. I don't think it's healthy when the kids are the mom's entire life.
Yes.
Because the mom isn't the kid's entire life. They need to have relationships with their grandparents, with their aunts and uncles, with their cousins, all these different people. And that's healthy. It's helping them be social and understanding how our world works with relationships and bonding. So I think it's so important for being a mom makes me so happy, and I love it, but my work is what fulfills me.
Yes. And this is what I wanted to dial in on, is maintaining your autonomy as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see that? As you know, you've met a lot of women closer to retirement age who have become empty nesters. Can you expand on the experience and the differences between what you've seen or research you've done on this topic?
I will, and I saw it firsthand, because my mom, she worked for my father, but that was part-time. We were really her life, raising us. And she always says we forced her into early retirement. I'm like, well, that's kind of mean to say to me, Mom. I'm sorry, I grew up. He kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But I see it a lot with women when they don't have something that gives them their identity. So raising the kids is their identity, but then the kids move off. And they're going to do that no matter how much you instill on them, how much you are dependent on them. They will leave, and they should leave. It's healthy. But when they don't have something to fulfill them, to satisfy them, to give them purpose each day, they feel so lost.
Yeah.
And they feel removed. they can't connect with their friends in the same way anymore. And I also see it on a scary side if they get stuck in a bad marriage or a bad relationship and they don't have an income. Or maybe it's like a part-time income, a smaller income, and now they don't know how they would support themselves outside of the marriage.
Right.
Or you start to settle for things in your life because you don't have that confidence in yourself. Your identity is gone and you don't have that purpose, that confidence to continue to improve your life. So I see it a lot, and there is a big difference. And it's also cool. A lot of the women who were stay-at-home moms, now they find this is their time.
Yes.
This is their time to really go out and find something they love to do, whether it's a passion project. I call it a retirement career. Something where they can put these skills that they've been putting on hold, or they've been a little neglected too, but now they can use them and do something so cool with them. And that's what gets me excited, when they really want to do something. Yes. Something impactful, something important in their life.
Yes. Totally. And I want to we have to take a short break, Jessica, but I wanted to say that we're going to go deeper into this, because I'd like to also explore the value that a mom who maintains her autonomy brings to her children.
Yes.
In a little deeper way when we get back. But for now, Jessica, could you please share with everyone how they can find you?
Yeah, so you can go, I have a blog, a popular finance blog called Not Your Father's Advisor, because I'm not your typical advisor. You can read that at jessicaweaver.com. There's information about my number one best-selling book, Strong Woman, Stronger Assets, there, and also about my upcoming events. I do events exclusively just for women throughout the year. They're awesome. They're educational, but they get you thinking outside the box. So go to jessicaweaver.com and you can get all that good stuff there.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jessica. And listeners, just hang in there. We're going to be right back after this break, and we're going to dive a little deeper into this exploration of autonomy and how having fulfilling your own interests can actually benefit your children. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
And we're back. You're listening to Superpower Mamas, and we're talking with Jessica Weaver on the topic of how to improve your confidence by gaining clarity with your finances. And before we went on break, we were exploring the autonomy of moms and how it's important to her in her senior years, and how that can help her to gracefully go through her senior years without the heartbreak of empty nesters. However, we want to explore a little deeper into what you do for your children when you fulfill your own heart's desire as well as raising your children.
Yes, I think it's so important for the daughters to have a role model, and also for the sons to see that this is great. Both of my parents are both working and not relying on one or the other for the income. Like, I think it's very healthy perspective for kids to get at an early age and just see, okay, mommy and daddy, they both go off to work. They both enjoy what they do. And then they get to come home and be fully present with me too. Like, they're able to leave work where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
They might go back to when I'm asleep, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I know for my own daughter, I had to take 2 business trips this year. And I remember my first flight out, that was a hard one. I was emotional. I didn't want to leave her. Mm-hmm. But I remember writing her a letter saying how I'm doing this to create an even better life for us and to really be a role model for her. And I think even in my book dedication, I wrote about being a role model for her, because I really think it is important for there to be strong women in her life. And I remember seeing a statistic saying that daughters who of working moms earn about 20% more on average. And I think it's because they saw it was the norm. And it also made the daughters be a little bit more independent, having to do more things on their own, and having confidence because they're able to do these things by themselves. Whether it's just getting their laundry done or filling forms out for school by themselves, I think it gives them that confidence to not be so dependent on their mom or on a man, even down the road.
Right.
I think it's really cool for people to have these women to look up to. And to see it can be done, and you can have a career and you can have a family. You don't have to give up something to have them both.
Jessica, this is all beautiful stuff. And I love that you brought out what that can mean monetarily for daughters, you know, down the road when they're earning, the confidence level that is created. I think about too, as far as myself running a business in my home, mm-hmm. while my girls were growing up, I found that if I tried to do everything, I was burning out. And so to your point earlier, you know, I learned to ask for help, and that also meant that my daughters, had responsibilities in the home that, freed me to, have space for time with them and connecting consciously with them, but also to have time to work my business and not feel so crowded. But my daughters grew up really being able to take care of themselves. They knew how to do their laundry. They knew how to fold and put things away. They knew how to cook. You know, they learned these things. So that's a big help.
Of course.
Jessica, when you were talking about going on your business trip, this is what I wanted to touch on. You talked about how you felt a little bad and needed to write a letter. And I wanted to touch on this guilt because secretly, a lot of us moms have this feeling of guilt, you know, about certain things or choices we make, especially when they are also serving us as moms. We feel like somehow we're taking that something away from our daughters. So do you want to touch a little more on that and what you've seen as far as moms go and the difference between pursuing it or not, or even in your own heart, how, you know, you worked at it through a letter. But do you have more to say on that?
I do. I think, you know, we feel guilty when we're at work because we're not with our kids. And then when we're with our kids, we feel guilty that we're not working more. And there's never going to be an exact balance. I think it's more like a pendulum swinging from career to family life. And sometimes we need to be more career oriented, but those times don't last forever. They're temporary. Mm-hmm. And then we could always swing back to family life. And it's when we can accept that, we can be fully present at work so we can get more stuff done to get home. Mm-hmm. And then when we're home, we're more present. We're not stressing and worrying about, oh, I really should be doing this. I really should be getting on that call. I should be emailing so-and-so. So I think it's accepting that it's not always going to be a balance in that. You're going to be on a ride. But when I was away on my business trips, that was for a few days. It was temporary. And then I came home and I was able to be completely present with my daughter mm-hmm. for the weekend. And even this last business trip was even harder because it was during her first birthday. So that guilt kept me in a funk. And I kept saying to myself, if I let this ruin the business trip, then it was completely worthless. Right? Yeah. Leaving my daughter on her birthday and not getting anything out of this trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're always going to have the guilt, but identifying it so that you can move on, you can move past it.
Yes. And I think that it also speaks to the idea of each of us being individuals separate to ourselves, rather than, you know, a family is a family unit and we are connected. And we are also a gift. You know, each of us, I believe that each of us comes with energies that are gifts to the world. And if we're not fulfilling those gifts, something's missing. You know,
that, oh, I love that.
Right?
Yes.
And so
our doing that for ourselves. So I always say that children, what they really need from their parents more than anything else is to be really felt like they're seen, that they're mm-hmm. heard, and that they're valued and loved. And honestly, how can we fulfill that role with our children if we aren't also doing it for ourselves?
I agree 100%. And I view that too with even the clients that I work with. I need to take care of myself so that I can give them my best.
Yes.
And if I'm not taking care of myself, I'm not delivering for them, and they're not getting the impact, the transformation they need. Just like with our kids, if we are not at our best, we can't be fully present for them and be what they need from us. So you're right. We need to be able to take care of ourselves, because if we fall, the whole family falls. Let's be honest.
Yes. Yes. And do you, Jessica, have a personal practice? Like, you know, and when we think about like really seeing and hearing ourselves, is there a way that you really connect with your own love and desires, you know, within yourself first? In a day, do you have a special time or something that you do that helps you?
I've been trying to do it more and more because it works really well when I stick to it.
Yeah.
But I always work out in the morning. That's my time for myself. Sometimes Andy comes for a run with me in the stroller. But it always helps me focus for my day.
Yeah.
Be clear on what I want to get out of the day.
Yes.
And then I try to, at lunchtime, do some reading for personal growth, mm-hmm. whether it's religious or spiritual or for money, coaching, different things. I try to do something for my own personal growth to get to know myself and my thoughts, how I act too. So twice a day, I try to do something just for myself.
I love that. I love that. Because that fills you and makes you more available and helps you grow. Oh, that's beautiful. And that's an example. Like for me, I would get up earlier than the children, you know, in the morning. I would do something special for me. Sometimes it was reading.
You need that.
Right? Yes. And then when they were giving up their naps, I still required that we had like an hour, hour and a half where it was quiet time for all of us.
Because ooh, I'm going to take that.
Because I needed it as much as they did, you know, but it helped with the energy for the rest of the day. You know, people, we all get tired, you know, especially in the summertime when they're out of school. So,
yep.
That really
is. Exactly. That's a good tip. Yeah. I like that. And I've heard moms say that they put their kids on the bed and go, it's quiet time. You can bring a toy or a book.
Right.
You can't leave the bed for an hour.
Right. This is just, you can sleep or you can read or you can play or color. I didn't mm-hmm. mind, whatever, but just.
And they need that too. They need downtime. It can't always be go, go, go.
No. And it teaches them that they know that as adults, you know, they still know they need downtime.
Yes, exactly.
And in this fast-paced world with all the computers and the cell phone, mm-hmm. here and there and all that's going on, it's very healthy to develop these patterns for ourselves, and then we also then teach them to our children.
It is, yeah. Their downtime in the future will be no social media, no phone for an hour.
Yes, right. We have new standards to think about that weren't around when I was raising my children.
Exactly. It's a whole new world. Oh my gosh.
Yes. So Jessica, with your mission of really helping women to achieve that and improve their confidence by gaining clarity mm-hmm. around their finances, how do you see this in the big scheme? Like, you're doing this woman by woman, right? But what's your big picture? What do you see as a change that you would love to be a part of?
Well, what I'm working towards is having a full retirement consulting firm where we have different professionals, accountants, attorneys, health professionals, nutritionists, who can really help women have the best retirement that they want to and feel in control, feel confident, feel really good about whatever choices they have. Because I have a strong retirement club, and we focus on these things, you know, the money, the lifestyle, the health, and leaving a legacy of love. But it's so important we have the lifestyle. We need something fulfilling just like we're talking about as a mom, we need something, we need a purpose and identity. And when you leave the working world, you lose that sense. Mm-hmm. And you can feel really lost for a while. And I've seen that where women are just bored at home during, these could be the best years of their life. And we have the money aspect, making sure they're not going to run out of money, that they won't be a burden on their children, because as moms, that's the last thing we want. Is mm-hmm. to then become a burden that they're changing our diapers, just like I was just changing my daughter's diapers. Like, I don't want her changing mine.
I know.
Definitely want her changing my husband's. And having the health so that you can enjoy it. You know, we do all this planning and everything looks good, but then in a second, you're getting hip surgery, your back's out, you're laid out for a few months, a few years. And I don't want that to happen for these women. So really the next level that I'm working towards is becoming a team of professionals for women as they're coming up to retirement and through retirement. So I am really thrilled to be very close to making that dream come true and making this retirement club even bigger than it is. I'm writing my second book around the retirement club, and it's going to be called Refinement, Not Retirement, A Strong Woman's Guide to Retiring on Her Own Terms. Kind of taking the power back of when I'm going to retire, when I want to be able to retire, not someone telling me I have to retire or my health forcing me to retire.
Wow, that's beautiful, Jessica. So really, for the younger moms that are listening on this show, what we're really discussing here is a full picture. They're not necessarily at retirement at this point. However, preparing now really helps them to live a life that's full and rich in many ways.
Yeah, and then they don't have to be chasing it, playing catch up all the time, right? Yeah. If we start planning it right away, you can take some time to be with your kids if you want to. Take a leave from work and not worry about that you're jeopardizing your retirement, your future, all those things. Or even we have people who have to take time off to take care of their parents for a little bit. You don't want money to be the decision whether you can or can't take that time off. We want you to be able to do that because you really want to help and be there for them.
So what you're looking to do is really create an experience where a person's life is more important than, you know, the restrictions that money can bring.
Exactly. Yes. Gaining clarity over what you want for life. We talked about that. I mean, gaining clarity of what you want your money to be able to do for your life,
right,
to bring into your life, is the first step towards getting that financial confidence and that financial freedom and security that we always are after.
Beautiful. You know, Jessica, we're coming to the end of our interview.
Really?
It's really been fun talking with you and really gaining that insight into what it is to be, you know, your first time mom. You know, you're building a business, you have a passion, and you also have a desire to be the best mom you can be with your own daughter and future family, I'm sure. And yet you're ambitiously pursuing a dream as well. So I'm sure there's a lot of moms out there that can really benefit from and feel inspired by your example that you are setting.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura. I'm inspired by you. I love what you're doing. And I can't wait to see what you have to bring, too. You got a lot of really awesome things coming up.
Yeah, I do. I do. They're coming.
So thank you so much for having me on today. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, Jessica. And before we leave, is there something that was not put into our discussion or some main thing you'd like to leave as a thought for our listeners today?
I think the last thing I'd like to say is that it's not what you do with your money, it's what you believe about your money, right? It's not what you do with your wealth, it's what you believe about your wealth. And you're always one step away from having that wealth. You're always one decision away from it. And what is that next step for you? Is it to get more educated? Is it to talk with your spouse about your money? Is it to ask for help? Remember, a strong person is the one who asks for help. It's not a weak person. And realizing I can get myself so far, I need somebody else to take me the rest of the way. So really think about what is your next step and getting clear on that And then you're on your path. You're going to start finding that financial security and freedom in your life.
Oh, that's really great. Nice words. Jessica, how can the listeners find you?
They can go to jessicaweaver.com and read my blog, Not Your Father's Advisor. We have a lot of stuff on life stages, family life, retirement, if you're going through a divorce or losing a spouse. We have so many resources and articles on there, and also any events and information about my book, Strong Woman, Stronger Assets, which is a number one bestseller. So you can get all that stuff at jessicaweaver.com.
Oh, you're going to love the book. I read the book.
Thank you so much.
It's very good. And what's beautiful is Jessica is very transparent about herself. You know, she brings her whole person into the book. So you're really going to get a glimpse into the motivation that she has behind the work that she does in the world. And I'm sure that her daughter is going to really benefit from all the tools that she is learning too.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I'm put it all out there in the book. So if you want to get to know me, get the book. You'll get a really good idea of who I am and why I do what I do. So thank you.
Yes. So mamas, I'm so excited that you joined Jessica and I in our discussion today about that, how you can improve your confidence by gaining your clarity around your finances. So I just want to leave you with this thought. To love yourself for the treasures that you are. You have what it takes. Every big change starts in your own hearts. From there, you can create what you want for yourself and your family. So own your own superpowers and go out and be you. Thank you. See you next time.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.